This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Downtown, public advocate Damani Williams going after Mayor Adams for his recent comments about being open to deporting immigrants who are merely charged with crimes before trial. There's an undercurrent of people who say Adams is getting a bit too chummy with the Trump administration, some even hinting that he's trying to find favor in the wake of his own legal issues. Meantime, at a rally in front of City Hall, the public advocate says the current president, Joe Biden, needs to do something to protect immigrant communities and before Trump takes over. Mac Rosenberg at City Hall this afternoon.
The public advocate sees Mayor Adams as a supporter of Donald Trump's plans for mass deportations.
The Constitution, unlike what the mayor has said, does protect immigrants.
He says President Biden can expand temporary protected status, process more DACA recipients and asylum claims right now. Williams is concerned about the mayor's intentions.
It is clear that something is motivating him. And what's motivating him is not what's best for the city of New York.
He says the sanctuary city law is not an issue here, as the mayor has suggested. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
And we are expecting to hear about Mayor Adams' meeting with the new border czar at some point later today. Stay with 1010 Winds for the update. Five people in the hospital this afternoon, including a firefighter following a building fire on Staten Island. The FDNY says the flames broke out just before noon or just after noon on the second floor of a three-story apartment building. This is on Heberton Avenue in Port Richmond. Took him an hour to get the fire under control. In the end, four civilians and a firefighter were hurt. They're all expected to recover. The cause of that fire remains under investigation this afternoon. Well, if you took the subway home last night, you probably already know what a mess it was. Boy, oh boy, I take the PATH home every now and then, and it impacted PATH service, in fact. Thousands of people stranded for hours, and a number of trains had to be evacuated due to a power outage in Brooklyn. We're now hearing more about what caused that chaos.
An explosion inside of an MTA electrical substation sent commuters on five different trains panicking. Two out of the five trains stuck without power for 2 hours. Maya documented it on TikTok.
Okay, we are being evacuated, so we are going to be marched out of the train by firemen.
Governor Hochul instructed the MTA to launch a full investigation, which MTA Chair Janel Lieber says is underway.
I want to acknowledge that there is at least a piece of the on a substation, electrical substation in the MTA system that should have been repaired and replaced.
At least 1,700 people were impacted, and this was in the height of Wednesday's rush hour. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, a Bronx man will spend 12 years behind bars after being convicted on charges he beat and starved the two teenage siblings he adopted. Prosecutors say 35-year-old Michael Ramos abused the 14-year-old girl and 13-year-old boy, including holding a loaded pistol to their heads and threatening to kill them. They also say on top of starving and beating them, he kept them from going to school. Ramos pleaded guilty to assault charges back in November and was handed down the 12-year sentence today, along with 3 years of post-release supervision. Investigation underway in New Jersey, meantime, after a Newark traffic control officer fatally struck by a vehicle early this morning. Police say just before 1 a.m., 53-year-old Jairo Rodriguez was hit while directing traffic near the Prudential Center. Following a big event, he was found unresponsive and they rushed him to the hospital, but he was pronounced dead. He didn't make it. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka called the news tragic and heartbreaking, while Public Safety Director Emmanuel Miranda said Rodriguez was highly respected and beloved by all who worked with him. The driver did stay at the scene, was taken to the hospital for treatment. He is said to be in stable condition. Well, New Jersey moving to drastically cut down on all that plastic packaging material that's filling up landfills and driving pollution. Today, the state legislature is discussing a bill requiring all packaging materials used in the state to be recyclable or be compostable by 2034. Other states like California, Colorado, and Minnesota already have similar bills on the books. The EPA continues or says containers and packaging materials from shopping account for about 28% of municipal waste that's sent to the country's landfills. And during the shopping season and opening packages, yeah, they would want to put that out right now. In other news, Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine officially running to be the city's top money manager. There were rumblings of this happening for months, but Levine made the formal announcement today, wants to be controller. Tells us that New Yorkers are clear they need elected officials who will take on the affordability crisis.
We have to address the actual concerns that people have. They are experiencing the worst housing affordability crisis in our lifetime. We've got to build more housing to bring rent down. Also, people face affordability challenges with child care.
His campaign says it has raised more than $100,000 over the past few months for his potential run. In fact, he opened that account back in August. Shaping up to be a fierce race, though, facing off with Queens Assemblywoman Jennifer Rajkumar and City Councilman Justin Brandon, with others likely to jump into the race.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.